K-Culture Hub Hanam, Mayor Lee Hyun-jae's economic tourism powerhouse. K-Culture is turning the city of Hanam, Korea, into an economic culture hub. Hanam's outspoken mayor, Lee, aims to drive forward three major development projects, K-Star World, Camp Colburn, and Jiosen New Town, while actively attracting businesses to position Hanam as a leading economic city. Situated in Gyeonggi Province, South Korea, Hanam envisions a future where it becomes a global center for culture and economic growth, offering a new model for urban development. What is K-Culture? K-Culture is a short history term referring to South Korean popular culture. The term was first coined in the late 1990s when various elements of Korean pop culture, from music to films, dramas, fashion, food, comics, and novels, began to spread overseas, first into neighboring Asian countries, then further afield. What is K-Culture? This article provides a definition and overview of culture. Hanam City Transportation Hub. 5 minutes to Gangnam, 45 minutes to Seoul City Hall, and 20 million annual visitors. Hanam City boasts a strategic transportation network, with 5 railways, subway lines 3, 5, and 9, Wairesinsa Line, GTXD/F, and 5 highways, including the Seoul Ring Expressway and Jungbu Expressway, either operational or under development. Hanam's well-integrated transport network connects residents and visitors to Seoul's key hubs, including Gangnam, South Korea's largest business district, in just 15 minutes by car, and Seoul City Hall, the nation's political and administrative center, in 45 minutes. Hanam City attracts around 20 million visitors annually, renowned for its vibrant tourist destinations and abundant natural beauty. Popular attractions include Starfield Hanam and the Misahan River Sandy Trails. Starfield Hanam, South Korea's first shopping theme park, is a favorite destination for families. It combines shopping with a wide variety of dining options and cultural experiences. The Misahan River Sandy Trail, a serene riverside path along the Han River, is one of Hanam's iconic natural attractions. Ideal for barefoot walks, it offers stunning river views accompanied by the gentle melodies of soothing music. Since Mayor Lee Hyun-jae took office in 2022, Hanam has transformed into a more livable city under his Citizen-Centered Administrative Services Initiative, which has significantly enhanced the city's governance. By implementing policies such as the Mayor's On-Site Office, Open-Door Mayor's Office, and One-Stop Citizen Service Counter, Hanam City has fostered a more citizen-centric administrative environment. These initiatives led Hanam to rank first in the National Civil Service Evaluation conducted by the Ministry of the Interior and Safety, earning the Best Institution designation for the third consecutive year. K-Star World, poised to deliver $1.7 billion in economic benefits for Hanam. Anticipating a population of 500,000 shortly, Mayor Lee has positioned the K-Star World project as a flagship initiative. This initiative aims to unlock Hanam's full growth potential while creating sustainable economic opportunities to support the city's prosperity for the next 100 years. The K-Star World project seeks to develop a 1.7 million square meter site on Misa Island and Misadong into a cultural hub, complete with K-pop concert venues, film production studios, and other facilities. The initiative is expected to create around 30,000 jobs and generate an estimated $1.7 billion in economic benefits. Mayor Lee emphasizes that the global rise of K-culture highlights the significant potential for the success of the K-Star World project. According to the Korea Foundation's 2024 report, the global fan base of the Korean Wave, including K-pop and K-dramas, has grown to approximately 225 million. A 2023 study by the Korea Foundation for International Culture Exchange, COFIS, estimated that the Korean Wave generated $14.165 billion in export revenue, underscoring its potential as a key driver of South Korea's economic growth. In July 2023, Mayor Lee Hyun-jae achieved a significant milestone by leading the revision of the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport's guidelines. This paved the way for the removal of Greenbelt, GB, restrictions on Misa Island for the K-Star World project. The revised guidelines allow for lifting GB restrictions, provided measures are established to manage water pollution sources. This achievement was made possible through extensive consultations with the Prime Minister and the Ministers of Land, Infrastructure, Transport, and Environment. 10. Daechyeongro, Hanam SI, Jeonggi-do, Republic of Korea, 12951. In September 2023, Mayor Lee signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Sphere Entertainment in Las Vegas to bring a state-of-the-art spherical performance venue to Hanam. This marked a significant step forward in advancing the K-Star World project. In November of the same year, Mayor Lee Hyun-jae achieved another milestone when the Emergency Ministerial Meeting on Economic Affairs and the Export and Investment Promotion Meeting announced the fast-track support for foreign investments policy. This policy reduces administrative procedures from 42 months to 21 months for foreign investment projects, significantly expediting progress. Building on these regulatory and procedural advancements, Mayor Lee has intensified efforts to advance the project. In November 2024, Hanam hosted a pre-bid briefing for private developers at COEX in Seoul, attended by major construction and financial firms. The city plans to launch the formal tender process in the second half of 2025. A city shaping its future through cultural performances, from busking to vibrant festivals. Once lacking in arts and culture, Hanam has experienced a remarkable transformation into a vibrant city of creativity and performance under Mayor Lee's leadership, achieving this shift in just 2 years. The Music the Hanam Festival, first held in 2023, attracted over 20,000 to 5 attendees to the Hanam Sports Complex in 2024. Featuring 630 performers, including top-tier musical actors and local artists, the event was met with enthusiastic applause and rave reviews from the audience. The stage Hanam Busking Series was highly praised. It showcased 47 performances at 4 key venues across the city: Misa Lake Park and Misa Cultural Street, Hanam City Hall, Wairi Library, and the tentatively named Gamal Nudi Park. These cultural initiatives were instrumental in propelling Hanam to fourth place in the Korea Security Index 2024 Most Livable Cities rankings within the Seoul metropolitan area. Events such as busking performances and music festivals have fueled remarkable growth in areas like culture and population influx. 3 landmark projects to propel Hanam's growth and secure long-term prosperity. While continuing efforts to grow as a city of arts and culture, Mayor Lee plans to advance 3 major initiatives to position Hanam as a sustainable and thriving city: the K-Star World Project, the Camp Colburn Urban Development, and the Jiosan New City Development. The Camp Colburn Urban Development Project seeks to repurpose a 250,000-square-meter site in Hasangak-dong, formerly a U.S. military base, into a cutting-edge industrial and mixed-use complex centered on advanced industries, strengthening Hanam's self-sufficiency. In December 2024, Hanam City and the Hanam Urban Innovation Corporation issued a public tender inviting private sector participation in the Camp Colburn Mixed-Use Self-Sufficient Complex, tentative name, Urban Development Project. Applications and project proposals will be accepted until March 24, 2025. With plans to establish a special purpose company, SPC, in the second half of 2025 to advance the project. The Jiosan New Town Development Project aims to develop a high-tech industrial hub 568,000-square-meter site encompassing Kianhindong, Hangdong, and Hasichangdong. The project focuses on cutting-edge industries such as AI, IT convergence, and smart mobility. Areas. Hanam City plans to draft detailed guidelines for land allocation in Jiosan New Town to utilize the mayor's recommendation authority effectively. This initiative aims to attract high-quality businesses and further bolster the city's foundation for corporate investment. Hanam has adopted a comprehensive approach to attracting businesses, strengthening its investment promotion efforts through the Investment Attraction Advisory Group, composed of former senior officials and academics who provide expert guidance. The Business Attraction Center also offers tailored consultations and support, fostering a business-friendly environment. These efforts have yielded significant results, successfully attracting prominent organizations such as COWI Construction, the Roger 9 R&D Center, affiliated with PXG, the BC Card R&D Center, the Korea Franchise Industry Association, Latte Medical Foundation Bobath Hospital, and Daewoo Industrial Development Company, Ltd. In 2025, Hanam plans to transition its investment attraction advisory group to focus on on-site activities, launching on-site business IR initiatives to strengthen communication with potential investors and actively drive its business attraction efforts. Finally, Mayor Lee Hyun-jae, a seasoned expert in economic and policy matters, has held prominent positions such as Presidential Secretary for Industrial Policy, Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises and Startups, member of the 19th and 20th National Assembly, and chairman of the party's policy committee. Under his leadership, Hanam has transformed into a vibrant cultural city, revitalizing arts and performances while driving economic growth by attracting businesses and creating quality jobs. A recent survey by the Chosun Ilbo, in collaboration with the Korea Society Opinion Institute, KSOI, revealed that 68.3% of Hanam citizens believe Mayor Lee is excelling in his duties. In comparison, 75.9% expressed satisfaction with the city's administrative services. These results highlight the strong trust and support he has garnered from the community. iTurboNews.com